This is Unmasked and Thriving, the podcast. My name is TD. I am your host. We are on a series called Absolutism. In episode one, we agreed that, in fact, nothing outside of us can hold the whole of us completely and securely. Not government, not church, not culture, not systems, whether they be economic system or justice system. We are way too complex to be held by anything outside of us. In episode two, we agreed also that, in fact, even the self itself is not absolute, because the self continues to grow, because the self is incomplete, the self is insufficient. What you were yesterday, you are not today. What you are today, you will not be tomorrow. We keep changing and evolving. We keep on becoming. So, if the self is not sufficient to hold the whole of us securely and completely, and if the external systems also do not, what then propels us? Because we do move forward. It is call, not authority. What propels us, what moves us forward, is orientation, not authority. And what propels us, keeping us moving forward, it is life itself pressing forward, not an object we possess. We cannot possess that. It belongs way outside of us, but within us at the same time. We'll unravel that. Across traditions, across languages, across time and struggles, the propellant has been named differently. Some call it spirit, others call it becoming. Some call it truth, others call it conscience. Some call it vocation, others call it the desire to live life in fullness. Still others call it the pull of what is not yet. What is clear across all these is that it is not a thing you own. It is a direction that claims you. Becoming is not pushed, it is drawn. You do not evolve because the state commands it, because the church permits it, or because your ego wills it hard enough. We evolve because something ahead of us keeps calling our current form insufficient. That something is not external domination. It is transcendence without tyranny. In Christian circles, the spirit leads, it does not coerce. In philosophical language, truth entraps. In existential language, life refuses stagnation. You feel it as restlessness. Some feel it as holy dissatisfaction. Others feel it as the sense that staying the same would be the same as kind of dying. How do we get becoming? You do not get it. You attune to it and you transcend when certainty cracks, when comfort is interrupted, and when your current form and explanations stop working. Transcendence is heard most clearly when power is stripped away, when identities collapse, and when old loyalties no longer serve you. This is why people often grow most in grief, illness, exile. This is why people grow most when morality ruptures and when love that cost them everything. Everything. Not because suffering is good, but because illusion dies there. What binds us to absolutism then? Certainty binds us to it. Certainty makes you feel safe, but it seals the future shut. When you already know, nothing new can speak to you. Secondly, fear of loss binds us to absolutes. Becoming always costs something. It will cost you your status, it will cost you your belonging, it will cost you your innocence, it will cost you your old versions of yourself. So we cling to what is killing us because it is familiar. Thirdly, outsourced meaning also binds us to absolutism. What do I mean by that? When institutions, leaders, doctrines, or partners tell us, we will tell you who you are and where you are going, we lose the muscle required to hear the call from within. This is how systems pacify. They don't need to imprison bodies if they can colonize your imagination. Lastly, trauma binds us to absolutes. Trauma narrows time. Trauma convinces you that survival is the same as living, that safety is the same as destiny. But healing reopens the future. What keeps becoming ethical and not narcissistic? This is critical. Becoming is not about self-expansion alone. True becoming increases your capacity for truth, enlarges your care for others, and deepens your accountability. If your growth makes you less reachable, less conductable, less correctable, less compassionate, it is not becoming, it is inflation. And spirit never isolates, it connects without consuming. Here's the paradox that carries us forward. You are not the source, you are not the container, you are not the destination. You are a participant. The thing that propels you is life's insistence that you become more honest, more free, more alive than your current form allows. And the price of hearing it is this. You must stay open without becoming owned. You must stay humble without becoming small. That tension, held faithfully, is what keeps us becoming. In conclusion, having gotten that which propels, what then? What posture does one hold? This is the quiet question, the disciplined question that follows awakening. Because once you have touched what propels becoming, the danger is no longer blindness. It is misposture. Let's meet again in the next episode. This is Unmasked and Thriving, the podcast.
Thanks for joining us on Unmasked and Thriving. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone carrying silent grief or sacred fire. Subscribe, review, come back next week. Come walk with us in the abundance, authority, and victory of eternal life.